Although Picasso left Malaga shortly before his 10th birthday, he returned on a number of occasions, and so never lost contact with his roots. A number of works from these periods spent in Malaga have survived, and some of them are of exceptional quality. Picasso's last visit took place at Christmas in 1900. Among the drawings from life of street and tavern scenes, of particular note is the image of a shipwreck, which depicts an event that occurred several days before, namely, the sinking of the German frigate, Gneisenau, in the port of Malaga, which resulted in the deaths of 53 people. Picasso was accompanied by a friend, the Catalan painter Carles Casagemas, who was suffering from heartbreak. Picasso hoped that the visit would help to take his mind off the situation. The artist's family was dismayed by the bohemian appearance and attitude of the two men, and towards the end of January, they went their separate ways. Picasso left for Madrid, while Casagemas returned to Paris. There he tried to kill the young woman he was obsessed with, before committing suicide with a gun. Some months later, the memory of this tragedy would pave the way for Picasso's blue period.
The signature Picasso de Malaga, or Picasso of Malaga, presides over this section. The statement made by this signature is reinforced by the story of a group of young Malaga-born painters who travelled to Picasso's villa at Cannes in 1957 in order to meet him. The artist welcomed them with great joy, asked them about things he remembered from his childhood, gave them money, and provided them with contacts to show their work in Paris. Upon learning that they were carrying paintings in their vehicle, he asked them to place the paintings on the steps at the villa's entrance. He then placed a number of his own paintings and sculptures among them and said, "Now this truly is an exhibition of Malaga artists."